Good morning. It is morning one of the 7 day reset. I am so excited that you're here. It's been an incredible journey to be able to share my work with you. So we're going to begin very, very gently. All you need to do is get really, really, really comfortable. Make sure that you can hear me. You don't necessarily need to see me. During this half an hour session, for the majority of the time, once we get started, I will have my eyes closed. The reason for that is because I channel the information that comes through me to impart that with you. So my eyes are closed and I literally just feel the flow of that energy coming through me and I share it with you. So that's one of the reasons why you don't actually need to see me. So the most important thing is that you can hear me and that you're comfortable. The other thing that you need to make sure of is that you have your journal and your pen. Ideally, you have some coloring pencils. We're going to have fun because the optimal state for learning is fun. This is day one of the start of an extraordinary journey together. I can't tell you how excited I am, humbled, tingling, because you're here for a really good reason. You're here because you're ready to make some changes in your life. You're ready to learn how to become an even more powerful manifester. Because let's face it, you're already a powerful manifester. It's just, and you've been doing it all of your life, it's just that there are things that need to change. There are things in your life where you know that you could have an even more extraordinary experience. And I love to keep things simple. So you'll notice that I work in threes. And there are three areas of your life. I'm going to break life down into three simple areas. And you're going to love this because it makes things easy. And you, for this month, are going to look at one, identify one area of your life. The way that I work with you and speak with you will allow your subconscious mind to show you what the priority thing is that you're going to work on. And I like to just jump in and begin. But the first bit before I do that, I just wanted to very quickly summarize a few things just so that you've got clarity and can feel really comfortable. So, what you're doing right now is the 7 day reset. It's a beautiful practice which I have refined over the last 10 years. It's the backbone to how I set up my day and end my day. And this is what I'm going to be sharing with you. This is a model. It's really simple to help you manifest what you want more easily. You will feel a little bit uncomfortable at times, and that's okay because that implies growth, implies it's time to face things. And by getting really good at practicing this, and I call it a practice with meditation as the opening point to it. What it does, it enables you to get really clear about where you're at, how you're feeling, what you want, and how to get there, one step at a time. Phew. Because I don't know about you, but at times in my life, I have felt extremely overwhelmed. And especially when things have been going wrong and I've needed to make some adjustments and changes. And perhaps sometimes I haven't had guidance. It's a knowledge, it's a skills gap, knowledge gap, or I haven't had kind of clear guidance on the outside of me to help me take my next step. But ultimately, we all need to be able to come back to ourselves where we can absolutely trust without hesitation how we feel, how we want to feel, have the ability to step into those emotions by overcoming some of the negative thoughts that might be in our mind, and then fearlessly staying in our power and taking one step at a time forward so that we can move ourselves on to the next stage of our life. So, the 7-day reset, why are we doing it? The 7-day reset, the reason that we're doing it, the reason that you're doing it, is because it is a very quick way of you jumping straight in and learning the practice. It's as simple as that. Extraordinary things are going to happen this week, so we're going to stay very grounded. You're going to be able to hold on to your seats, become aware of things that might have just been hiding in your subconscious mind for a long time so that you can clear them and move on. Okay, so what is the 7-day reset? Again, it's a half an hour practice with me in the morning before breakfast, and it's a half an hour practice before going to bed. We set you up for the day in the morning, and then before we go to bed, we set you up for sleep so that you can perform at your greatest capacity and increase your ability to feel grounded, centered, calm, in the flow, positive, happy, because these are the emotional states that you want to be able to master, especially when life throws curveballs at us. When we can stay in a space of centeredness and calm, we are in the best place to make decisions, and the best decisions. And that is what you're going to be cultivating this week. It's very exciting, because even if you've done this with me before, you're going to deepen your ability. If you've never worked with me before, this is really exciting, because your life is about to change in the most positive way. And it's really simple, because all you have to do is follow my guidance. Okay, how are we going to do it? I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to get you into a heart meditation. And then we're going to round off at the end. I'm going to ask you a question at the end. It's that simple. Okay, so what if you have never done meditation before? Great, because I'm going to make meditation easy. What if you've never worked with me before? It doesn't matter, because we're starting now. So that's it. So let's start. And the very first starting point is this. I just want you to gently close your eyes. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Gently tuck your chin so it's kind of moving towards your chest but parallel with the floor, so that you have a gentle feeling of a lengthening at the back of your neck, as if you're kind of pulling yourself out of your hips gently so that you are alert and awake and relaxed. So just allow your eyes to have a sense that they are softening and relaxing now. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. This creates a connection between your brain and your heart, and it allows you to relax more. It allows the thoughts in your mind to slow down. If you hear any sounds in the background, just allow those sounds to move past you, because in life we are dealing with distractions every day. And the more we have the ability to feel that centered calmness at any given moment, we increase our ability to deal with the distraction on the outside of ourselves. Our responsibility is to feel peaceful, centered, grounded, calm, loving. So just connect with your breath now, and allow your breath to touch the end of your nose, or for you to feel your breath as it touches the end of your nose. Place a gentle smile on your face. As you breathe, think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. So just connect with yourself now and ask yourself the question, how am I feeling right now? Breathe and smile. How am I feeling right now? Okay. Gently open your eyes and write your answer down in your journal. So write down how feel now, and then just use a couple of words to describe how you are feeling right now. Okay. Next, write down, how would you like to feel at the end of this practice that we are doing together this morning? How would you like to feel? And write down, would like to feel, and then just write down a couple of words. Gently close your eyes. Feel the breath touching the end of your nose. How will you know? So I want you to imagine you've just logged off, we've finished our half an hour together. How will you know that you got what you came for, that you're feeling the way that you want to feel? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you're feeling like that? Just sense into it. You've just logged off. How will you know that you're feeling the way you want to feel? Trust the answer that presents itself to you now. Write your answer down. So, how no? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you're feeling that way? Great. Okay, well done. I like to keep things simple. Okay, this is a really super cool question. Write it down. How can I create, have, or be more, and then leave a space, in my life right now, and have fun with it? Okay. Put a box around this. This is a magic formula. You're going to be learning more about this as we work together. You're going to be putting it into action every day. It's magic because it activates the reticular activating system in your brain in order to create creativity, expansiveness, and strategy to bring you what you want. Okay, so have a look at what you've written down in terms of how you would like to feel by the end of our session. Okay, remembering any sounds in the background, just allow that to phase out and focus on this one thing. How would you like to feel? You've got it written down in your journal. So now, look at the question set that I have given you. How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now and have fun with it? Put in the word, put in the feeling that you've chosen for yourself that you would like to experience by the end of this half hour practice this morning. So mine is deeply calm. So how can I be more deeply calm in my life right now and have fun with it? So write in whatever is true for you. Okay. And then gently close your eyes. How can I create, have, or be more? Say your word in my life right now and have fun with it. As you ask that question to yourself, I want you to answer, write down 3 points that automatically come to you, 3 little bullet points. They will come to you automatically now. How can I create, have, or be more? Insert your word, your truth in my life right now and have fun with it. And write down the first three things that come to you. Okay, now place your pen down and you're going to let go. We're going to do a really short heart meditation just to get you used to going into your heart. So gently close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth. Feel your breath moving in through your nostrils, touching the back of your throat. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Now place your awareness on your heart. Soften your eyes, allowing them to relax now. Soften your shoulders. And just breathe. I know you're thinking certain things, and it's a good thing that you're thinking those things because you're here and can hear my voice now. And as you continue to listen, you may start to notice your breath. And you may start to notice how easy it is to breathe as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And as you continue to breathe effortlessly and tenderly, keep breathing and smiling. Place your attention and awareness on your heart now. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Now send this energy down from your heart all the way down through your body. Send it all the way down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet. Send it down through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Send it deep down into Mother Earth, where you find the most beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. Wrap your energy around that crystal. Draw this energy up. It's the energy of Mother Earth. It's pure. It's grounding. It's energizing. It's loving. It's gracious. It's effervescent. Merge this energy with your energy and draw it up in your own time. Draw it up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Draw this energy up through your legs, up through the base of your spine, up through your spine, through your organs and into your heart. Keep smiling. Breathe. Now magnify this feeling and this energy by 1,000-fold. Send this energy up and out through the top of your head. Send it up and out into the universe. You will connect with the most beautiful white light. Imagine that you are connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. You are connecting with their love and their wisdom. You are connecting with an infinite source of energy. Imagine that it is a masculine energy, the energy of the Father. This energy is strong. It is vibrant. It is pure. It is constant. It is strong. It is patient and kind. Bring this energy, draw this energy to you. You can fuel yourself up with as much as you like. It is infinite and it is always available to you. Bring this energy back down through the universe, bringing it down through the clouds, through the top of your house, and imagine it entering the top of your head. Keep smiling and breathing. Draw this energy down. It's like a white, pure light. Imagine it coming down, entering through the top of your head, clearing, healing, activating all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your atoms, all of your electrons. Just draw this beautiful white energy down. Send it all the way down to your fingers, to your toes. That's right. Just use your imagination. You are going to get really good at this. Just breathe and relax. Very good. Now draw your awareness to your heart. Smile. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. That's right. Breathe. Allow your breath to move this energy around your body. Take your awareness to your fingers and toes. Feel your sitting bones on your support, wherever you're sitting, knowing that you are grounded, safe, and protected. Gently bring your awareness back into the room. Okay, welcome. Okay, so now I want you to trust what comes out of your pen. Pick your pen up, go to your journal, and write the answer to this question. Why are you here right now doing this Manifest Your Abundance program? Do not overthink it. Trust the first thing that comes out of your pen. Why are you here doing this Manifest Your Abundance program? Why is that important to you? So just write down why important. And why is that important? Breathe, smile, close your eyes and trust the first answer that comes to you now. Just for this month, what area of your life would you like to focus on to get your biggest result in? Is it your health, your relationships, or your career? Trust the answer that comes to you now. Health, relationships, career. Write one word down. Health, relationships, career. You'll feel it. It's the one that speaks to you most. Close your eyes and breathe. Keep breathing, smiling, keep your awareness in your heart. Okay. Close your eyes. Focus on your heart. Listen to my words. What do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Trust the answer that comes to you now and write it down. Once you've finished writing it down, close your eyes. Tongue to roof of mouth. Breathe. What else? What else in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Trust the answer that unfolds and write it down. Then place your pen down. Place your awareness back in your heart. What else in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Tongue to roof of mouth, trust the answer that comes to you now. Write it down. Close your eyes. Take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. How are you feeling now? Write it down. Now go back to the beginning and have a look at what you wrote down about how you were feeling just before you started, or when we started this practice, how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice. Okay, so for me, I wanted to feel deeply calm. Just check in with yourself. Have you achieved your intention? Are you feeling the way that you wanted to feel at the beginning of this practice? Yes or no? Okay, so, have you met your intention? Yes or no? Please post up, how are you feeling right now? Have you met your intention, or is it in process? That's it. Sometimes the feeling doesn't kick in straight away. As you learn this practice, you're going to refine your ability to be able to realize that you can create the way you want to feel very, very quickly. It is one of the keys to becoming a powerful manifester. This is the end of morning one, 7-day reset. Please post up, how are you feeling now? Have you met your intention of how you wanted to feel by the end of this practice? Or is it in process? And make sure you've also written it down in your journal. I will see you later on for a half hour practice before you go to bed. Have an amazing day. Namaste.